smooth, relaxing, and easy with Bill Badgley and his orchestra there with If You Leave Me Now. New Christie Minstrels before that with their hit from the 1960s. At some point, I can't remember which year exactly. It was Green Green. 101 Strings, Go Away Little Girl, Acker Bilk, Stranger on the Shore, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Abanda, and the Golden Dream Orchestra and Sealed with a Kiss. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and there are more favorites right now. Here's Bert Kempfert. It's Tuxedo Junction on SRE. Bob Crew Generation takes us up to the top of the hour with music to watch girls by. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you? We'll be right back.
Smooth, relaxing, and easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK. Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK. And terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Away.
That's Barbara Streisand on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, and Woman in Love. That's appropriate for her to sing because she's a woman and she must have been in love at the time. Lex de Azevedo before that with Believe It or Not, the theme from The Greatest American Hero, a TV show I never watched, so I can't tell you any more than that. What I can tell you is things that happened are things that happened on these dates in history. For instance, February 10th, 1942 was the day Glenn Miller received the first ever gold record for selling a million copies of a song called The Chattanooga Choo Choo. You're going to hear that coming up here shortly, but not by Glenn Miller. February 10th, 1763, France cedes Canada to England, ending the French and Indian War. February 11th, 1809, Robert Fulton patented the steamboat. February 11th, 1929, the Vatican became a sovereign nation. February 11th, 1945, the Yalta Agreement was signed by Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin. February 12th, 1870, women in the Utah Territory won the right to vote, believe it or not. February 13th, 1917, Dutch exotic dancer Mata Hari was arrested on suspicion that she was a German spy. Okay. February 14th, 1931, the original film Dracula, starring Bela Lugosi, was released. In 1971, on February 14th, Richard Milhouse Nixon installed a secret taping system in the White House. What do you suppose ever happened to that? February 15th, 1842, the post office uses adhesive postage stamps for the first time. They were probably about, a half a cent at that time? I don't know. February 16th, 1868, Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks is formed. And in 1948, on February 16th, NBC began its first nightly newscast. How about that? Right? Yeah. Here's Henry Mancini taking us on a ride on the Silver Streak. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, taking us to Tennessee after that.
There's friendly talk and music that's comfortable to listen to. This is smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with the Holly Ridge Strings there, led by Stu Phillips and My Sweet Lord. Before that, we had Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with The Happening, originally done by the Supremes. Yes, the Supremes. Harold Winkler in there with the Eye Level. And then our train set, John Fox with Chattanooga Choo Choo, and Henry Mancini starting that set off with The Silver Streak. I wonder if they were on time for one another. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline Paris, France, the sale of a luxury car is setting a world record. One of the one of one Bugatti Chiron was auctioned off for $10.7 million in Paris this last week, I guess it was. The sale sets the world auction record for amount of money paid for a new car. The car can reach 236 miles an hour. The vehicle will be Bugatti's last gassed car ever made. I guess they're going all electric from here. Let's see, what else? a German dog trainer earned Guinness World Record with his team of talented canines when 14 performing pooches performed a conga line. Wolfgang Lauenberger earned the record for most dogs in a conga line when his 14 trained canines arranged themselves into the party dance formation under his instruction. Lauenberger, who's an accomplished trainer with multiple Guinness records, took the record from his own daughter, Alexa, who managed to get 9 dogs into a conga line in 2022. The dogs who formed the conga line for Lauenberger's record attempt are named Emma, Filu, Finn, Simon, Susie, Maya, Ulf, Speck, Bibi, Katie, Jennifer, Elvis, Charlie, and Kathy. Okay. Guinness said, let's see, well, they Guinness World Records introduced Bobby, the world's oldest dog ever. Bobby is 30 years, 266 days old. For a dog, that's pretty old, yes. Guinness said in a statement recently that the Portuguese dog took the record from a 23-year-old dog named Spike, who was named the world's oldest dog just last month. Bobby has broken the nearly century-old record for the oldest dog ever. That was set by Bluey, an Australian cattle dog who lived 29 years, 5 months between 1910 and 1939. Bobby is 30 years old, 266 days, as of February 1st. He's lived his entire life with the Costa family in the rural village in Portugal. Well, how about that? Most dogs of his breed usually last about 12 to 14 years. I like to think they live longer than that. We don't deserve them, but we love them anyway. There is a special sort of magic for that. Here's Nick Ingman on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
See him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
He had several interests in this world, not only music, but also the sausage business, right? That was Jimmy Dean and Big Bad John. Nothing to do with sausage there, but that was from 1961. That's how old that song is. That would be, what, about 62 years old now? Yeah, right. Before that, Floyd Kramer, another man from the country music set there with I'll Never Fall in Love Again, and Nick Ingman with Magic. Here's Frank Chaxfield, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine, on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Try to say that 10 times fast. Thank you.
If you're not relaxed by now, well, here's another smooth, relaxing, and easy favorite to help.
Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy there with Barry Lippman and Claire. Before that, Captain and Neil with Circles. Frank Purcell did St. Nicholas. Jean-Claude Borelli did Dolinus Melody. Hugo Wintelharter, I don't know. September in the Rain, and Frank Jaxfield, You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. I'm Eric O'Brien. You've joined me for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy for the last couple of hours. I've been actually recording from home this time because sometimes I just want to be there and not necessarily in the studio where I'm working all the time, right? Makes sense, right? So, yeah, there you go. Here's Floyd Kramer. A little song we call Winchester Cathedral on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. We've come to the end of another program of Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Portions of this program have been edited for taste, fairness, and to cover up a multitude of sins. Try saying that in one breath. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard weekly on Tube City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. For now, I'm Eric O'Brien. See you in church or some other low joint and right back here on SRE. This is program number Y7-38.
WRCT Pittsburgh is your favorite radio station. Shop, 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 shop.
My mic sounds nice. Check one.
My mic sounds